social contract or the civil society. Now, what are the conditions of the civil society? In the civil society, the individual is recognized and accepted as more than an abstract statistic or faceless member of some group. Rather, he is a unique spiritual being with a soul and a conscience. He is free to discover his own potential and pursue his own legitimate interests, tempered, however, by a moral order that has its foundation in faith and guides his life and all human life through the prudent exercise of judgment. As such, the individual in the civil society strives, albeit imperfectly, to be virtuous, that is, restrained, ethical, and honorable. He rejects the relativism that blurs the lines between good and bad, right and wrong, just and unjust, and means and ends. In the civil society, the individual has a duty to respect the unalienable rights of others and the values, customs, and traditions tried and tested over time and passed from one generation to the next that establish society's cultural identity. He is responsible for attending to his own well-being and that of his family, and he has a duty as a citizen to contribute voluntarily to the welfare of his community through good works. In the civil society, private property